Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm here with...
With Fee. Great to be back.
Great to be back. So, time. Constraints of time. Mm. Having no time. Time being filled with all the needs in life is a very common experience for so many people we meet day to day, week by week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty, as probably as in most, to be able to say I don't have time. And I certainly don't want anything added to my plate right now either. So the interesting thing we need to start to look at is time is actually a resource that we all get, and we can use it a little bit differently. And not only can we use it a little bit differently, but we can leverage time so that it works for us and so that we can save time.
Yes, and the conversation we're inside of is to transform the experience of stress and overwhelm and burnout to an experience of being in control, reducing stress, being happier with oneself, and being connected to what's truly meaningful in life.
And getting the job done within the time frame.
Absolutely. And it is absolutely possible, but there are a few constraints or obstacles we need to learn to transform. And one of them is time. Now, for me, a big opening with the whole concept of the conversation of time is to start to notice how the human mind works. And we're so uneducated here as human beings. We are very limited in our school experience of being trained in how our mind works. But one way the mind works is it reacts to what feels urgent in life. So when something feels urgent, we get pulled into act on it. And if it is urgent, we take action. If the phone rings, we want to urgently see who's calling. If it says pling and there is a text message, we urgently want to look who that, because it could be super important, right? So the urgency of life fools human beings to spend their time wastefully. And that's an obstacle. We don't see the extent of it, me included, how much I act on things because they feel urgent, so I do it. The other day, should we go into the city and get dog food and pick up my glasses just because we had 2 hours off? It's like, it felt urgent. And then when I looked and slowed down a little, it was the end of the weekend. It's like, that's not urgent at all. My glasses are fine. I'm getting re-ups, but it's like, they can wait a month. We got dog food for a week or two. But that feeling of urgency on a Sunday afternoon in the car pulled my attention to, let's take an hour and a half or 2 hours in just because we were out driving anyway. It's hours wasted. It's just silly. So when it feels urgent, human beings generally are pulled into action, and we need to raise our awareness here and get a grip on our impulses. Otherwise, we will waste time in heaps.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the same about time was when I get distracted. So other people have time loss in a different sense, yeah. As in some people are pulled by urgency and some people are pulled by, oh, I just need my mind to relax. And we'll scroll endlessly on social media, or we'll watch the 27th episode of Netflix series, and we will just lose time also.
Yes.
So, and we will claim that that's because our head is tired and we need to kind of just do something else. So we've got on one end the urgency piece, and on the other end we've got wasted time.
Yes.
And as we said at the beginning, there is 24 hours in every day that we can either use productively and wisely, or we can waste time, or we can just be responding to the urgent stuff, which doesn't help us get or move forward with what's important to us.
Yes.
And so what we want to help people wake up to is, sure, there are urgent things in life, like if the house is on fire, if the kids have been left at daycare and they need picking up. There are things to absolutely act on. But we also have what I would call false urgencies. So we make things out to be more urgent than they actually are. In fact, they may not even be urgent, but we put the urgent bracket or category around it, and then we give ourselves the excuse to respond to it, a bit like the text, or a bit like a phone call, or a bit like the doorbell rings, or a bit whatever. We're kind of just Pavlov's dog, we're responding in the moment to what shows up.
So the way to transform your experience of time is to start to wake up to that the truly impactful things in life are acted on when they are not urgent. Doesn't mean now to ignore the urgencies, but to transform your experience of being in a overwhelmed burnout, it's all too much, I can't deal with this, whatever. You need to start to spend some time without urgency and do certain activities day by day. And you need to do them wisely. The fifth episode in a row on Netflix is rarely the most impactful thing to do. Although on occasion it could be, because we need to relax, but there's a line between relaxing and accessing your well-being and simply wasting your time.
That's right.
Yes. So what are they talking about? I can just feel people thinking when they listen to this. Well, what's this non-urgent priorities, whatever? Well, such a simple thing as allowing yourself plenty of time for planning is for some people such a huge wake up. It transformed their whole experience of life. And not only planning the day, but planning 1 week out, or we train people to plan 5 weeks out. To every week sit with your calendar for, I mean, we're talking as much as 20 minutes.
That's 20 minutes.
To look peacefully and with a certain technique we teach 5 weeks out in your life. So every week you get an overview of your upcoming month plus. You do that for 2-3 weeks, your experience of your day-to-day shifts, cause your sense of control goes up, there is less surprises, and there's way less urgencies if you constantly are aware on a weekly basis of how the next coming month and more looks.
Right.
Some people who do the advanced versions, they look in the calendar every week for as long as there are bookings. And I'm out to 11 months from now with some programs we lead. I already know where I'll be in a different city on a certain date, 11 months out. So if I just get present to the future I'm living into, I start to shape that future differently, and the experience of urgency goes down a lot.
Right, because what you're also building in there is planning time for those events. So it's not like you're thinking, oh, it's 3 o'clock and the event is tomorrow.
No, I need to book a hotel room because tomorrow morning I need, do I have train tickets? All that thing is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And it takes less time to do if we do it before it gets urgent.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's simple things. The things you're doing when it's urgent, if you had done them before they got urgent, they take less time. So we actually start to save time every week. We're talking many hours by simply shifting focus. It's the same stuff you do, but you do them 2, 3 days, 4 days before they get urgent, so you're more relaxed and there's more train tickets and hotel rooms available than when you try to book them the next day. Mm. I love to speak also about the power of reflection. Of course, something that people don't do enough and value so much is to have time to reflect. To stop and not produce, but reflect. But not just sit in a chair and hope some good thinking shows up. There is frameworks to use to reflect in a way that deepens your well-being and creates openings for actions.
That's right.
Because reflection for the sake of feeling good and accessing well-being, that's really, really good. But a method of reflection that does that, but also gives you openings for action, and openings for action about non-urgent things, then the time you spend reflecting leads to better action, which starts to save more time than the time you spent reflecting. I think this is kind of common sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I spend at least 20, 30 minutes every day just thinking and reflecting. You do too.
Yes.
And do I gain that time back? Oh, every day. I could do this. Oh, I don't need it. Oh, I could delegate that way. So I save probably a couple of hours per day by spending 30 minutes in reflecting constructively.
Yeah. And it is about reflecting constructively, because we all think we do great reflections. And I've been reflecting as a nurse when I was working as a director of nursing, and also reflecting as a coach on what happened, let's say, in a coaching session.
Wasn't it in your nurse training actually get trained to reflect every day to get better at procedures or something?
Absolutely. You're trained to reflect, and the reflections to bring forward a learning. Well, also to what you did well, but yeah. also to bring forward a learning so that when we talk about learning is what am I going to do differently next time?
Yes.
So we also want to bring some of this into our life and world rather than doing the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same result. What we want yes. to insert or install is a new learning. Oh, I could do it differently, or I can try it differently, or I can speak to somebody else about how I can do it differently and actually take that into the next action or actions. But also, once we're constantly learning, we start to shift as a human being because we see that we're learning beings. So yes. we bring that back into ourselves and we come to life from a different place.
Yes.
And of course, we will have some failures along the way and we'll have some successes and we'll do more of what gives us the success and we'll probably do a little less of what gives us the failures.
Yes, this is so cool. I just had a memory of when I first started to notice the immense power of planning and of reflection. And I even remember a room I was sitting in when I was doing it, speaking to a friend on the phone. So the point is, there are things that once you see them, this was maybe 1999 or something, 25 years plus ago, I still remember some moments where I had insights about, wow, this is a way out of this time struggle. This is the way to look at my future. This is the way to reflect, to get access to action, because it is solvable. And I'm still battling, you know, there's a lot with my experience of time sometimes. And it's a completely different level than it used to be. Now it's about optimizing and truly creating from a space of joy and contribution and value. It used to be many years ago from a sense of burnout and overwhelm and not being enough. So there are ways to resolve the time issue, and planning and reflection are just two on several ways to approach this.
They are, and they're so given the, if you were to say that
word. Yeah, very rewarding, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because you actually, you don't think that reflection is going to save you time. You think, oh my God, I'm wasting time. But actually, I have been able to save up to 2 or 3 hours a day by just doing that 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
The front end of the morning or the night before. And then it's just like, oh, I can do this completely differently.
Yes.
Or I can involve this person, or I don't need to involve this person, and therefore I can go faster, whatever. So I think it's a wonderful thing to talk about.
Yes. So where in your life would you benefit from just 15 to 20 minutes of planning? If you're listening to this, right? You can just listen and go, oh, yes, the upcoming vacation. Oh, yes, this project at work. Oh, yes, the upcoming weekend. Oh, just for myself. And see if you quickly can realize that there is a way to transform your experience of time and actually create time by investing time. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.